Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Since the launch of ChatGPT, almost immediately, one of the biggest concerns people raised is that kids were no longer going to write essays and everyone was just going to use ChatGPT to cheat and to write all of their schoolwork for them. So this spurred places like New York banning ChatGPT in school and then other places saying that it was inequitable to ban ChatGPT in school because kids that couldn't afford laptops or other devices wouldn't have access to it other places, which, you know, just created a whole bunch of different debates around the topic. Some teachers and companies were inventing ChatGPT detection software, and students were getting around it by using things like Quillbot to rephrase stuff that ChatGPT wrote. There's been a whole thing. But recently, ChatGPT, it has been announced that it is allowed in international baccalaureate essays. So school kids are allowed to quote from content created by ChatGPT in their essays, the international baccalaureate has said. So the IB, which offers an alternative qualification to A-levels and hires, said that students, and this is in the UK, also this is all coming from an article by The Guardian, but in any case, the IB said that students could use ChatGPT, but they had to be clear when they were quoting its responses. Now, I think this is really interesting because, you know, we've seen so much pushback around ChatGPT, and I have been saying since the beginning that it's gonna, like, because something is able to do to create content like this, it's going to be like a calculator. Like, you're not, there's no way we can ban this thing. We're just going to have to learn how to use it. And because it's something that's going to be instantly integrated into virtually every company, every business, every job, there's no sense banning it. We just need to learn how to use it. And it sounds like this is actually the direction that a lot of higher education is moving in, which is really interesting to me because ChatGPT has, obviously really exploded, but it's been so new. This thing just kicked off in November. And so while the prospect of ChatGPT-based cheating has alarmed a lot of teachers and academic professionals, I think that this is a step in the right direction because really this still is a very incredible opportunity. So while talking to The Times, Glanville, who I think works at the IB, said that the clear line between using ChatGPT and providing original work is exactly the same as using ideas taken from other people on the internet. As with any quote or material adapted from another source, it must be cited in the body of the text and appropriately referenced in the bibliography. So the IB has taken, the IB has been taken by thousands of children every single year in the UK, and it's taken by more than 120 schools. So it's obviously something very big. This is a pretty big precedent. And Glanville said that essay writing would function less prominently in the qualification process in the future because of the rise of chatbot technology. It's actually really interesting what he said. When he's asked about this, he said that essay writing is, however, being profoundly challenged by the rise of new technology, and there's no doubt that it will have much less prominence in the future. Man, I bet English teachers absolutely hate hearing that. He added that when AI can essentially write an essay at the touch of a button, we need our pupils to master different skills, such as understanding of its essays in any good, understanding if its essays are any good or if it is missing context, if it has been used, if it's used biased data, or if it is lacking in creativity. These will be far more important skills than writing an essay, so the assessment tasks we set will need to reflect this. ChatGPT, it's been It's come out with OpenAI and is now getting integrated into Bing. This thing is becoming incredibly popular, and I think it's just going to be more prevalent in our daily life. You know, some of the biggest social media platforms like Snapchat are already integrating this thing. So this thing is going to be incredibly integrated into our lives, I believe, whether it's ChatGPT or any other language learning model. So it's going to be very interesting to follow up on this and see how it continues to affect education, and to see if this really does become the calculator of writing, or if people try to ban it.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.